On last week's Adventure in Odyssey, Officer Harley and Steve Larson found themselves in big trouble.
Now, gently, get down here right this minute, Steve. I'm going to count to three, and then I'm coming up after you. One, two, hold on. Steve!
Are they okay? Will they get out? We'll find out during today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, I'm Chris, and we're back for more Adventures in Odyssey. Today we're going to hear part two of Harley Takes the Case, and we'll find out what it's like when a boy runs away from home and all the trouble it causes. Well, I don't want to keep you in suspense for too long, so we'll see if Officer Harley and Steve are okay under that barn when we return to our adventure in Odyssey right after this.
I was telling you about Officer Harley's last case. Now, where was I? Oh, things were really a mess in Odyssey. Steve Larson didn't make it to baseball practice, and everybody thought he was kidnapped. While Steve's mom and dad and the rest of the town checked out the places they thought Steve might have gone, Officer Harley followed another trail of clues that led him to a worn-out barn way back in the woods. Steve was there, all right. But just as Officer Harley was trying to persuade him to come home, the barn collapsed on top of both of them. Meanwhile, Odyssey Police Chief Smithson and some state troopers were at the big carnival that had come to town. A woman there thought she had seen Steve earlier talking to a mysterious stranger. Naturally, the chief decided to follow up on the lead.
I really appreciate you state troopers helping out. Now, here's the description of the man. And here's a copy of Steve Larson's picture. Now, if you'll fan out to the north and east sections of the carnival, I'll check to the south and west.
Well, dispatch has also sent this out on the wire throughout the state.
Good. Well, let's go.
Hey, Chief.
Al, hi. What are you doing here?
We heard the call on Harley's radio that you have a suspect.
We don't have a suspect. Mrs. Wilkerson here said she thought she saw Steve earlier talking with a man.
You sure it was my son, Mrs. Wilkerson?
Well, it's hard to be sure of anything, really. I saw the pictures your wife posted, and, well, it sure looked like the same boy.
Uh-huh.
I'd know the man if I saw him again, though. He had a scar on his cheek, and that's what made me look at him in the first place. Look, over there by the merry-go-round.
What's wrong, Mrs. Wilkerson?
It's him. It's a man.
That man in the blue jeans jacket?
Yes, that's him.
Well, what are we waiting for, an engraved invitation? Come on, let's go. Hey, you, we want to talk to you.
Al, don't.
Look, he's running. Come on.
Steve? Are you all right? I can't see you.
I think so. I'm stuck.
So am I. Jammed in from the waist down, and I can't get loose. My arms are free, though. How about you?
One arm. The other's underneath me. I can't get it loose.
Steve, can you tell if anything's broken?
I don't think so.
Good. Now, don't try to move, just in case. I dropped my walkie-talkie. Wait, there it is. melts right at my fingertips. Let me try that again. Almost. Almost. Oh, I can't get it. It's too far away.
Maybe if we scream real hard.
Well, we could try, but I don't think it'll make it come any closer. Boy, you sure know how to pick your hiding places, Steve. Oh, look at that. Looks like we lost half the inside of the barn when it fell. Close the door, too. Gower's gonna be pretty mad. I'll bet that raccoon wasn't too happy either.
There goes the rest of my cupcakes. Oh, no!
What's wrong?
My books! All my books are buried in here somewhere. They were in my knapsack over in that corner.
Oh, so that's what you had in the knapsack. Cupcakes and books. That's how you thought you'd survive?
I like cupcakes and books. They're my two most favorite things that my parents won't let me have.
Well, cupcakes aren't really healthy, so I can understand that. But your parents won't let you read books?
They'll let me. But my dad gives me a hard time about it. He says I should be outside playing games and sports and stuff instead of sitting in and reading all the time. He said I'm going to grow up to be a four-eyed wimp. He pushes me, and I hate sports.
So that's why you ran away?
I just wanted to go somewhere where I could read as long as I wanted to without anyone hassling me about it.
Steve, did you ever talk to your dad about this?
I can't talk to my dad about anything.
Aw, sure you could. I'm sure your dad loves you very much, and...
No, he doesn't. He loves me as long as I play sports, that's all. If I stop playing, then he won't love me anymore.
Back at the carnival, the chase after the mysterious man drew to a close as Steve's father and some of the men from town caught up with him. It's one of the only times I can remember Odyssey nearly having a riot.
Oh, there. Got you cornered.
What do you want?
Where is my son, creep?
Take it easy, Al.
Where's my son?
Al, listen to me.
I want Stevie.
I know you do. I know. We'll find him. But please, let me handle this. You just stay back.
I'm sorry, sir. We've got a missing child situation here.
He's not missing. He's my son. You can't have him.
Whoa, now. What are you talking about?
My son. My wife sent you, didn't she? Well, he's my son, too. And I should be allowed to see him.
Now, hold on. Give me a picture of Stevie, will you? Thanks. Here, take a look at this picture. Have you ever seen this boy before?
That's my... Oh, wait a minute. That's incredible. He looks just like my...
Daddy! Daddy!
Make room here.
Andy! Andy!
Daddy!
I've been looking all over the carnival for you. Where have you been?
I got lost in the House of Mirrors, but this nice policeman found me.
Good work, Trooper. This is unbelievable. He looks just like Steve Larson.
Steve Larson? He's the kid you're missing?
Yes. Apparently, your son was mistaken for him.
He looks so much like my son. Oh, I'm very sorry.
Well, that's all right. If my son were missing, I'd do the same.
Daddy, were you playing games with those men?
Well, sort of, son. I'll tell you later.
Al.
I'm sorry, Chief. I just want Stevie back safe and sound. I'll do anything to get my son back.
I know. You're exhausted. Let me have Sherman take you home. Sherman! Now, you can't do anything more than you've done. Go home, Al. I'll call you if we hear anything.
Yeah, right. See you.
What now, Chief?
Let's go back to the station. We've done all we can here. Whatever became of Officer Harley?
I don't know. I tried to call him a little while ago and couldn't get him.
Ah, that's right. His walkie-talkie hasn't been working right. And the way his mind works, there's no telling where he might be.
Even as the chief was speaking, Officer Harley was struggling to get out from under the rubble of the barn.
What are you doing?
Trying to get free. Thought if I could just turn... it won't work. Do me a favor, Steve.
What?
Don't ever run away again.
There wouldn't have been a problem if you hadn't come snooping around.
Yes, there would. Running away is a very stupid thing to do. Do you have any idea how much trouble you've caused? Friends, family, neighbors? They've been out looking for you all day. They're concerned. They're worried. They're missing the carnival. All because of you. Your dad has been everywhere trying to find you.
Nobody had to.
No, nobody had to, but they wanted to. It probably has something to do with them loving you or something like that.
They're only doing this because I missed the softball game.
Boy, you're really dumb, aren't you? It has nothing to do with that.
How do you know? You don't know. You don't understand how my dad is.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, yeah? How?
Because I did the same thing once.
You did? You ran away from home?
Yeah. Not real proud of it, though.
Why did you run away?
Well, ran away because the whole time I was growing up, my father kept telling me that I was going to become a rich and famous doctor. Day after day, he'd put his hand on my shoulder and say, "Son, one day you're going to become a rich and famous doctor." It seemed so important to him that I could never tell him that I really wanted to be a policeman. And rather than break his heart by telling him I didn't want to be a rich and famous doctor, I ran away. But just like you, people went looking for me and found me. Then I had to tell him.
Did you break your father's heart?
Yes.
Really? It broke his heart that you didn't want to be a rich and famous doctor?
No. It broke his heart that I didn't tell him how I really felt long before that. You see, it turned out that he cared more about me and our relationship than he cared about what I did for a career.
So he didn't care that you became a policeman instead of a rich and famous doctor?
Yeah, he cared. Even now, he probably wishes I was a rich and famous doctor. But he's happy that I'm a policeman because it's what makes me happy. Gee, and he'll probably be real proud of me when he finds out that I found a missing kid. If he finds out I found a missing kid. We've got to get out of here. It's starting to get dark.
Hey, what's that?
What's what?
Listen, do you hear that?
It sounds like there's someone out there.
Help!
Help! We're in here! Was that what I think it was?
It sounded like a dog.
It sounded like several dogs. You haven't by any chance heard the rumor that there's a pack of wild dogs that run around this part of the woods?
Yes. I heard that they attack and eat small animals.
Oh, great. Hope they can tell that we're not small animals. Maybe if we keep quiet, they'll go away.
What?
I said maybe if we keep quiet, they'll go away.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Chief Smithson calling Officer Harley. Where are you, Dave?
Shh! Quiet, Chief!
Dave? Dave, this is the Chief. Come in.
Are Officer Harley and Steve about to become dog food? Well, we'll find out when our adventure in Odyssey continues right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Al, I thought I'd fix us some sandwiches. Would you like to come out to the kitchen and help?
No, thanks, honey. I'm not hungry.
Neither am I. But it is something to do. All this waiting is driving me crazy.
Why am I sitting here? I should be out looking for him.
We've done all we can, Al. The chief said so himself. All we can do is wait for him to come home and pray.
Pray? I should pray, but I haven't been able to. I've been a mess through this whole ordeal. I've been so upset that I've been less than Christian in how I've been acting.
It's understandable. Our son is missing.
No, it's more than that. There's something I haven't told you. You were out shopping this morning when Steve left, and... Well, I've been thinking about it all day, and if I don't tell somebody, I'll...
What is it, Al?
Our fight. Steve and I had an argument before he left this morning. He said he wanted to quit playing softball. He said he didn't like it. He said he never liked it and would rather read his books, and... I blew up at him.
I told him he had to stay on the team. Why couldn't I be a little more patient? Why couldn't I talk to him about it? And now if anything happens to him, what am I going to do? Oh, God, help me. Help my son.
That's a good place to start, Al. We'll pray together.
Though it didn't seem like it at the time, it was a good thing the barn door got pushed closed when the hayloft collapsed. It was the only thing between poor Steve and Officer Harley and the wild dogs that were scratching and growling outside.
Bury yourself in as much as you can, Steve. When they get through the door, they'll see me, but maybe they won't get the chance to sniff you out.
But what about you?
Don't worry about me. Just do what I tell you to and pray. If I could just get to my gun. Oh, I can't get to it. Think, Harley, think. Maybe I could get my arm down the other side.
I put some of the hay and wood over me.
Good boy. Hey, what's this? Oh, that's right. I nearly forgot about that.
As Officer Harley tried to come up with a plan, the dogs finally broke their way through the barn door.
Aha! Three against one, eh?
Gang up on an officer of the law, will you?
Go ahead, try something. Go a little closer. Here, Poochie Poochie.
Are you nuts?
The dogs scattered around the barn, sniffing and scratching.
Here, boys, come for dinner. Good doggies.
Steve couldn't imagine why in the world Officer Harley would be calling the dogs to him. And he told me later that he closed his eyes tight, expecting to hear the worst. But instead...
It's safe, Steve. You can peek out if you want.
What happened? What did you do?
I couldn't reach my gun with my right hand, but fortunately I could just barely squeeze out the can of dog repellent spray I keep in my belt on the left-hand side. Boy, I always wondered when I was going to be able to use that stuff.
I'm glad you found out.
Oops.
What?
In the scrambling around, one of the dogs kicked the walkie-talkie. Hope he didn't break it. Better have a look. Doesn't look the worse for wear. Hey, I'm holding the walkie-talkie. Hey, Steve, I'm holding the walkie-talkie. The dog must have kicked it closer to me. Chief.
Officer Harley calling Chief Smithson. Come in, Chief.
Oh, please, Chief, come in.
Harley, is that you? Where in the world have you been? Over.
Yay!
I'm at Gower's Field, the old barn. It's behind the woods where the power lines are. I've got a present for you, but you'll have to come and get it.
What?
Tell him to bring some cupcakes.
Oh, and bring some cupcakes. Over.
Did you say cupcakes?
The chief and the rest of the police arrived as soon as they could. Getting through the woods was just as hard for them as it was for Officer Harley. But they made it. And even brought an ambulance just in case Steve or Officer Harley were hurt. Fortunately, they weren't, except for a few scratches and bruises.
Good work, David. You might get a citation for this.
that's not necessary, Chief.
Oh? Well, never mind then.
Not necessary, but certainly appreciated.
Officer Harley, thank you so much for finding our son.
Yes, thank you.
Well, I'm always happy to help. How you doing, Steve?
I've got some cuts and bruises, but the paramedic said I'm fine.
Well, that's great. So why do you sound so disappointed?
I wanted to ride in the ambulance, and now they won't let me.
I'll tell you what. I'll come get you one day, and we'll take a ride in the police car, if it's okay with your parents.
Well, maybe after he gets off of restriction.
Restriction? You're putting me on restriction?
Yes. You think you can do something as brainless as running away from home, worrying your mother and me and the whole town half to death and not get punished for it? What kind of a father would I be if I let you get away with that?
But, Dad...
For starters, you're going to stay in your room every Saturday until I decide otherwise.
Every Saturday? But what about softball?
Well, I think we need to have a talk about that. A good long talk. Would you want to do that?
Yeah, Dad. I'd like to do that a lot.
And I owe you an apology, Officer Harley. I was pretty ruthless with you earlier today.
Understandable, Mr. Larson.
No, it's not. But thank you for everything you've done. Lord willing, we'll never need your services like this again. Will we, Steve?
Nah, I guess not.
Well, good night.
Good night. Bye, Steve.
Bye. And thanks, I guess.
You're welcome. I guess.
I guess that wraps this up. I'd like a full report from you tomorrow.
Yes, sir, Chief.
You know, David...
Yes, sir?
I know you get teased at the station sometimes for being so... well, so you. But you're a good cop. Nobody thinks otherwise.
Thanks, Chief.
Can I buy you a cup of coffee, officer?
Now that you mention it, I think a cup of coffee would hit the spot after a day like this.
Good.
Could I do something first, though?
Of course.
Great. I think I'd like to call my dad.
Officer David Harley received not only a citation, but a Medal of Valor from the chief, the mayor, and State Senator Elliott. We were all very proud of him that day as he stood on the steps of City Hall, his uniform perfectly ironed, his hat under his arm, and the medal gleaming from his chest. His dad even came down for the occasion. Such bravery rarely goes unnoticed. Why, in no time at all, Officer Harley got an offer from the state police to work in their motorcycle division, something he'd always wanted to do. Before any of us realized what was happening, we were gathered at the edge of his driveway, waving goodbye. It was a great move for him, but a sad one for us. We'll miss Officer David Harley. Steve Larson reckons he'll come back, though. He has to. He promised to give Steve a ride in his police car. I suppose that'd be hard to do since he's on a motorcycle now. Well, who knows? I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm glad that had a happy ending. You see, by running away from home, Steve could have found himself in a lot worse trouble than he did. Fortunately, Officer Harley was on the trail to help. Otherwise, Steve could have been seriously hurt in that fallen barn all alone for days before anyone found him. Or maybe he really could have been kidnapped, or lots of other terrible things could have happened to him. The point is, we should never run away from home. When we have problems there, like we get mad at our parents or brothers and sisters, we should talk to them about it. You know, work it out, get some help. But don't ever run away from home. Harley Takes the Case was written by Paul McCusker and was produced and directed by Steve Harris and Phil Lawler. Our engineer was Bob Luttrell, and Chuck Bolte, our executive producer. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us next week for another adventure in Odyssey.